Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is up? Good afternoon. Hello.
Well, hello. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Okay.
I can't. Here I'm about to lose it, and you don't even know why, because some stupid alert just popped up on my computer.
Wait, what?
Here we go.
An alert just popped up on my computer. I was in a perfectly fantastic mood.
I can attest.
And then I'm sitting here.
Thank you, Sam.
And I log on, and Alex Murdaugh could get a new murder trial.
Correct.
After the South Carolina Supreme Court agrees to hear his appeal on jury tampering.
It is with the county clerk. She apparently was trying to influence the jury.
What? She made some quip like, well, I mean, yeah, he's guilty. Did she say he was guilty or something?
I don't
during
know
a
about
lunch
that.
Break?
Well, but she was trying to write a book.
Okay. That is frowned upon behavior.
Indeed.
Clearly.
He slaughtered his wife and his son in cold blood. And a court clerk is going to derail that verdict?
Potentially, yes.
He happens to be a very good lawyer.
Oh, my God. Actually, he's not. He also has 100 years behind bars for the embezzlement from clients. I would not call him a good lawyer.
Oh, that's
I would
true.
Call him an evil former
con man.
Jurist. Wow. She was going to write a book?
I believe she did write a book.
And the clerk would be privy to probably some behind-the-scenes things that others would not write.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. My favorite student in the front row, Dana Wright.
When one goes to take a role inside of a courthouse, mm-hmm. let's say you're a bailiff or, I don't know, a court clerk.
Maybe a county clerk.
Is there something that you have to sign that says what happens within the walls of, like, the jury room if you're bringing in instructions or lunch? Is there something you are told as a clerk of the court or a bailiff or anyone that is in that system that, like, hey, FYI, you're not allowed to profit off of some of the things that you hear that others would not likely be privy to?
I think if they were behind the scenes stuff, yes. But if they're in open court, no.
Oh, her name is Becky Hill, and in fact,
she goes by Rebecca.
Sure. Is that her pen name? She is accused of tampering with the jury by making comments implying that Murdaugh was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
To which I would say the jury was seated when they heard the evidence. Everyone knew he was guilty. However, apparently she was, quote, attracted to the siren call of celebrity and made the improper comments.
It's a loud call. Sometimes it's irresistible.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is it with women, no offense, that they're attracted to the convicted man?
Or just attracted to the circus that surrounds the convicted man?
Same thing could be said about men that are attracted to convicted women.
Do you know what it is?
Such as?
It's murdertainment, Scott. It's all of that since O.J. Simpson, where murder and the trial that follows and the drama that follows has become a bizarre source of entertainment.
Like with Scott Peterson?
Yes, for Americans. I mean, look at the Discovery ID channel and the Resurrection of Unsolved Mysteries and, yeah.
Prime example, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Bingo.
Great point.
You know, then you have the Lifetime movie series that comes out of these things. I mean, it's sickening, but it is some sort of fascination with this stuff.
But what is it with the infatuation with the convicted murderer?
Well, I think anytime you...
Man or woman.
In cold blood, and by the way, they knew it was coming, you slaughter your wife and your son. That is going to grab headlines. I don't care where in America it happens.
Okay.
In a manner that to me is outside of the realm of what we would consider, I don't want to say traditional domestic violence, but do you understand what I'm saying? This wasn't mom and dad were getting a divorce and there was a huge fight and someone grabs a gun in the heat of passion.
What was the woman in South Carolina?
Susan Smith.
Okay. Did someone court her?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Scott, you would have to be a crazy person to become a pen pal and court a woman who did what she did to those kids.
Do I remember correctly, Dana, that some of the correspondents said that she would make a great stepmother?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let her near a pool.
Or a lake.
I mean, my God.
Wow.
Or a car.
I think you have to have, your elevator is not going all the way up to the top floor if you are striking up friendships or otherwise with, and I'm not saying with anyone who's in prison. I'm not saying that at all.
Really?
But certainly with Murdaugh and certainly with the high profile cases. Yeah. There's something wrong with you if you reach out and think that you're going to have a life with that person.
But you said anybody in prison.
Why? Yeah. I think if you're in prison for like a low level drug crime and you meet, I mean, something like that. I mean,
okay.
I think it's the moth to the grotesque flame of the celebrity status of the murdertainment that are these crimes.
But there are women.
It's gross.
But there are women who are attracted to Scott Peterson. There are men who are attracted to Susan, whatever her name is. Why?
What
is wrong with you?
I'm telling you, the whole thing is crazy.
Now, there is a great point from the text line. This is a select few. So it's not everybody that's falling in love with a convicted felon. We just happen to pay attention to it because it's confusing.
You know what's interesting? How many cases like this do the jury people go home and no one writes a book? Like even with Murdaugh, jurors go home. A lot of them don't even want to talk to the press. Leave me alone. I did my civic duty. Mm-hmm. I don't want the spotlight. But then you have
the jury.
Then you have a city clerk that's like, don't mind if I do.
Okay.
Can I get a ghostwriter? Does anyone know a ghostwriter?
Then I don't know. I don't know.
And I don't think this will be overturned if, in fact, would get a new trial. It would just drive me crazy. And the cost and the work involved in that, he's still going to go to prison. And he's still in prison for the financial arm of the things that he's done.
True, but you and I have covered countless court cases. How does a county clerk influence the jury?
Don't.
I mean, I've been in a
like with
thousand,
a wink and a nod.
Yeah, like
here's your turkey sandwich. I mean, I don't think we know that he did it.
I have been in 1,000 court trials. I have never seen the county clerk influence a jury. ever.
But to Dana's point, if she made some quip as she was dropping off lunch, like, well, you guys know he's guilty, right?
Mm.
That is enough to file the appeal.
Good Lord.
And the judge thought it was enough to grant
the new trial.
This
wasn't even our stack. And I'm sitting here like, oh, we need to be weather aware today, okay? And there's Sam, and then we're talking about this, and boop, boop, boop. And it goes, boom, breaking, neutral. And I go, no!
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So Lyle Menendez married a woman by the name of Anna Erickson.
Yeah, but the Menendez brothers weren't guilty in a traditional sense. I'm sorry, they weren't. You don't really want to have this out with me right now.
I actually would agree with you.
Good.
I've seen it. But they divorced when he cheated on her.
Infidelity when one is behind bars did not have that on my bingo card.
No, you did not.
What broke up the marriage? I could name 1,000 things. Infidelity would not have been on the list.
No, it was not.
Damn, really?
Eric Menendez married a woman by the name of...
How'd she get in?
How'd she get out? Eric married a woman by the name of Tammy Ruth, who has written a book called...
Caged Heat with the Menendez brother.
They said we would never make it, my life with Eric Menendez, in which she writes, not having sex in my life is difficult, but it's not a problem for me. I have to be emotionally attached, and I am emotionally attached to Eric. My family doesn't understand. When I started to get serious, they threw up their hands. They are still married.
Okay.
By the way, Lyle has remarried.
Yeah, that is correct.
Well, he is just, you know,
to his...
They shouldn't be in prison. I'm telling you, they should not be in prison. And if that trial had happened even 10 years later than it did, they would not be in prison. And they should not be in prison because they were both horrifying sexual abuse victims and survivors
by
their father that their mother knew about. And the judge in that case did not allow any of that evidence, and there was evidence. That whole thing makes me mad. Did you hear that this has happened again? And I hate being the station that only covers bomb and arson grenade things. But damn, people, stop bringing your grenades into thrift stores and storing them in attics. It happened again today. Overland Park's bomb and arson explosives disposal team. Today was their Olympics. They were called in after an artillery shell was found at the thrift store. Hadn't been called out for duty in years, and then today it was go time, people.
Okay.
Their explosives teams responded to Blessings Abound near West 103rd and Metcalf over by that old DeBronx.
It's a lovely thrift store.
Yes. They found an artillery shell in a batch of donations.
Some say it's DeBomb.
Get out.
Get out.
Right now, get out.
Police were called to the store around 11 a.m. to investigate, and social media posts about the incident. They asked people to avoid the area while they investigated. They posted a short time later that the device, quote, had been rendered safe and was in their possession.
What era?
It doesn't say, but wouldn't you think it would be...
World War II, Vietnam.
Vietnam, maybe, or World War II?
Yeah, probably.
Here's the deal. When you go gather up your donations, love it, great thing to do, maybe don't include the artillery shell that you found in Grandpa's attic, along with the knickknacks, photo frames, and oversized clothing that you no longer need.
You'll get no argument.
Now, to be fair, they did know that it wasn't a live shell.
The hell they
didn't. Blessings Abound did not.
Yeah, usually it involves bomb and arson to figure that out.
Did the family?
I'm assuming. No. I don't think they would have kept an artillery shell in the living room had they thought it was a live round.
Why would you donate an artillery shell, otherwise, to Blessings Abound?
Well, fair.
I'm with Dana on this
one. A day after, by the way, or 2 days after, Clay County, I think it was, found a ton of explosives in some guy's house, allegedly.
these guys bring these things home from Vietnam or, you know, God forbid, World War II. They put them in the attic. What's the point?
Well, I don't understand the point of keeping it in the attic. I certainly, let's take this one step further, finding it and going, I think this is a treat for the Salvation Army.
We have like 400
shirts. Don't we have
shirts.
One of those yellow boxes down the street from us?
We have 40 shirts. Look, there's Dad's medals. Oh, here's his grenade. Why are we taking the grenade to the thrift shop?
Let's go to Blessings Abound. It'll be a blast.
Literally.
What is wrong with people? Oh, my God. Is it a crime?
No, I don't think it's a crime.
A crime of stupidity.
Yeah.
A great point from the text line. You can buy all of that old defunct explosive stuff at Army surplus stores.
I don't think you should be able to.
Sam, I don't think that's true.
Because, Sam, 98% of people out there, when they came across that in the attic or at home, they're not going to know what it is. And one of two things then happens. Well, they either walk it into a police station and shut down the whole damn precinct.
What do you mean they don't know what it is?
I wouldn't know what it was.
You wouldn't know what a grenade is?
I would not know if it was live, not live, about to kill me, about to blow the whole block off the face of the planet.
Would you take a chance?
Have you met me? No, I would flee and call 911. I would shut the whole block down.
So you would not take it to a thrift store?
God, no.
Okay, you just made my point.
Yeah, I don't really have words for how this ended up there. Let me ask Lacey if they know how it ended up there.
Listen.
Like if someone walked it in and said, hey, we thought you'd find this interesting, or were they just sorting through donations and found it?
913-586-7798, 586-7798. This is occurring with a little bit too much regularity in our city lately, where grenades are showing up where they should not. Grenades. Would you not recognize a grenade when you found it in your attic or in a storage facility and say, we should take that to a thrift store? Joe in Olathe. Joe, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I would have bought it.
Whoa. You would have bought it?
It's an inert artillery shell. Yeah,
how would you know it's inert? And I'm asking honestly, I would have no idea.
I have inert grenades at home that are the pineapple grenades from Vietnam, and their bottom of them is drilled out and the fuse is dead. I have spent 20 millimeter cannon rounds at home. And stuff. You can own all that stuff as long as it's inert. You don't need a special license. They sell it at flea markets and gun stores and old military surplus stores.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have to have some sort of knowledge as to know that it's inert?
Well, it doesn't weigh as much as the other one does because it doesn't have the explosive in it and there's a big hole in the bottom.
Yeah, but Joe, I wouldn't know that.
Well, I mean, there's a big hole in the bottom of it, and if it's hollow, there's nothing inside it. But I would have bought it. I'm going to start hitting up the flea markets again.
But, Joe, you know that, like, for the lay person that's just coming across something like that, I don't care if there's a hole in it or not. I would have no idea either way, and I'm sure as hell not going to guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe spray paint inert on it, but most gun people and people that collect that stuff know that it's inert, that you can't have it. So, or you can have it unless it's the full explosive kind that they found. What was it, in North Kansas City or something like that?
Yeah, it was a week ago we talked about this. That's and right. It was That's a right. live artillery shell.
Let's go to Chad in Kansas City. Chad, hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, my grandfather served in World War II. He brung home a whole bunch of grenades, ammunition, and some other stuff. And my uncle had it stored underneath the storage shed in Hutchison. until the police got it out until about the mid 80s. All live.
Oh my God.
What did you do with it?
I don't know what the police department did with it.
They removed it very carefully.
Yeah, because I don't know why my uncle kept it for when he did, but he had it buried and everything.
Chad, do appreciate it.
I have donated multiple items to Blessings Abound, and I know that they have a sign in the back at their donation dock that says no old TVs. I bet that sign's going to be added to.
William in Shawnee. William, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? I hear you guys talking ammo. I'm a former Marine Corps Reserve. I was an ammunition technician, GS Ammo Platoon out of Topeka. So I've been around a lot of rounds, live, inert, dummy, and otherwise, so I thought I'd chime in a bit.
Yeah, please.
Please.
So with the rounds that can be legally sold, or artillery shells can be legally sold, there are rendered inert. As your other caller said, there's like typically a big hole in it. Now, if it's going to be like in a store, they should have a sign or something on it that says, you know, this is an inert round. Like at a military surplus store, you probably get away with not that, because the people that are going in there are aware, and you know they have just tons of that stuff in there. So it's a different clientele. But you know, it's not a good idea to line up a bunch of inert grenades on a shelf in a thrift store. You know, completely legal, completely safe to have if they are inert. But they need to be labeled in such a way that the public is aware.
Right. And your average thrift store clerk is not going to be aware. And I'll remind everyone that a woman was shot and killed on the Rust movie set because no one realized some of the bullets that were mixed in with the dummy rounds were live.
And how are they labeled inert?
Well, like in a store, there would like be a sign next to it that says inert round. Or sometimes it is spray painted on there, like when it's rendered inert. It'll, you know, they'll just paint the word inert on the round if it's a big enough round. Like, I went to the old Sunflower Ammo Plant. I took a tour, and they gave us all keychains with inert rounds on the keychains of, like, 5.56 ammunition that they had, you know, emptied all the explosives out of and made a keychain out of. It's really cool. But, you know, you've got to... It's very important, and like, and as ammo tech, you know, we learn this. Like, any time you're dealing with ammunition, you have to be very careful with it. You have to be very aware of what you're doing, and you got to make sure that things are clearly labeled. And you know, in stores that aren't used to having that kind of stuff, and
right.
donate that to a military surplus store. Let them resell it. It's not a good idea to give it to people that aren't aware with it, because they don't know enough to be safe.
All right, got to stop you there. Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We'll grab Ann, and then we're going to get to the best states in the union to live in.
Then we're going to get to my favorite story of the day, how someone who wore the uniform and the badge lost their job over a bag of chips.
Ann in Kansas City, hello.
Hello, Ann.
Hey, how are you?
We're well, thank you.
Well, good. Hey, I'm with Dana. Who knows? If you're looking at something, I would have no idea if it was inert or not. Was living in Weston, Missouri, and had lived in the country, moved to the city, if you will, in Weston on Main Street. And we had moved into a house that had been rebuilt in, I think it would have been 97. It had fallen into the street, and it had been an old tenement housing back in the day when Weston was bustling because the river was right at the bottom of the Main Street. Anyway, was in the backyard doing some yard work. I'd come across bottles, old bottles every now and then, and one day I came across what my ignorance was, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this is a shot put. And what is it doing in my backyard? Well, it wasn't a shot put. Come to find out, it was a cannonball.
I beg your pardon?
And a cannonball?
Exactly. A cannonball. Exactly. Had no idea and happened to run across, there's, you know, a lot of retired military in Weston, and had somebody explain to us, and ended up giving it to this individual because he lived far enough away from us in Weston that if it happened to detonate, if you will, I don't know if cannonballs detonate, but he was far enough, it wouldn't do any damage to our house. But anyway, not
hey,
that Ann, it ever happened.
Ann, I don't know if cannonballs detonate either, but I wouldn't want to find out.
Exactly. So talk about scary deal. But
so what did one do with the cannonball?
I've never asked him. I didn't want to know. I was just happy not to have it at my house.
Okay.
There
you- okay. Top five states to live in, would you care to guess?
Are you going to tell me the metrics they use to...
Sure. Be okay. Happy to.
Yep.
Affordability.
Okay.
Economy.
Okay.
Education and health. Quality of life and safety.
All right. I'm going to go Washington State.
Not in the top 10.
Okay. What about Maine?
Not in the top 10.
48 to go.
Kansas?
Number 20.
Okay. We're gaining on it. Florida?
Number 2.
Wow, that surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is number 2, then you got to tell me the others, because I just threw that out kind of joking.
Affordability?
Well, then I would say like the Virginias or
economy.
The Carolinas.
No.
Okay, I'm out!
Number 10. Wyoming.
Okay.
Very affordable.
Economy.
Because nobody wants to live there.
Yeah. I was going to say, right.
Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
New York.
What? Well, I guess New York State.
Correct.
Okay, fine.
Number 8, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Number 7, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Number 6, Idaho.
Again, no one is there.
What? Hence affordability.
Okay.
Number 5, New Hampshire. Number 4, Utah. Number 3, New Jersey. Number 2, Florida. Number 1, Massachusetts.
Oh, I never in a million years would have guessed anything on the East Coast
certainly
was on that list.
Certainly not affordable, Massachusetts. But if I guess you live in Boston, life.
Well, but you have to keep that in mind, Sam. It's economy, education, health, quality of life, safety. These are all the things that they take into account.
Okay.
Missouri didn't do so hot.
Missouri was 31.
Yeah, we have to go to Illinois. I'm just throwing this out right now because I didn't think this was a topic, and now there is a Kansas City Chiefs connection to it, and so we're going to dive right in.
Okay.
Did you hear, and this story went viral overnight, an Illinois school worker, and she looks like an older lady. Her name is Vera. What does that tell you?
Oh, you're talking about the lunch lady?
Vera, the lunch lady, has been given 9 years in prison for stealing, wait for it, $1.5 million in chicken wings. It's the largest chicken wing heist ever recorded.
Okay.
From the New York Post, what a clucking shame.
Okay. All right.
An Illinois school worker will spend the next 9 years in prison after she stole 11,000 cases of chicken wings during the height of the COVID pandemic. Would you like to describe Vera, please?
She is wearing a Adidas top that I am not immune from wearing. She is a black woman and looks
70?
To be about, no, 60, 65.
You're wrong. Vera Liddell, age 68. Started stealing chicken wings in July of 2020 and did not stop until February of 2022.
Did she eat them or sell them?
The scheme was unearthed, Scott, after the district realized the school system had blown past its budget.
They had a massive surplus in spending.
That is clucking crazy.
When she bought the incredible amount of poultry, she used a school cargo van to pick up the food, and students never saw a single chicken wing.
Lunch Lady Land.
She was the head of food service for 10 years.
Well, I wear this
a school business manager found food costs were $300,000 over budget, even though there was still months left in the school year during a routine audit. Okay. Enter Kansas City Chiefs. Chris Jones.
Oh.
Do
you want seconds on the corn dogs?
But I know you want seconds on the corn dogs. Kansas City Chiefs Chris Jones says he will pay for the $1.5 million chicken wing theft trying to buy freedom for the Illinois school worker jailed for unbelievable heist.
Mm-hmm.
11,000 cases.
Jones is making headlines off the field with the unusual offer. He is ready to shell out $1.5 million to free an Illinois school worker convicted of stealing all things chicken wings.
Okay.
Can't we be honest? 9 years for stealing chicken wings seems a bit... I mean, Scott,
yes.
People murder people and don't get 9 years.
I agree. What was your favorite... lunch lady
Salisbury
meal.
Steak. I loved
Whoa.
It. I loved it with the gravy and the little bits of mushroom and onions on it.
Over
I know.
Over the pizza?
I loved it. Over the pizza.
Over the...
Our pizza was square and doughy.
What about the taters?
I liked the macaroni and cheese with the two shriveled weenies on top. You know, you would get those two little sausage weenies on top. I love mac and cheese day. That powdered mac and cheese.
You didn't like pizza day?
No.
Huh.
We never got chicken wings. That would have been highfalutin.
You never got chicken wings for lunch?
Maybe someone should check on our food service ladies. See if they were eating high on
the
hog.
Did you ever get Sloppy Joe's?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Did we not like Sloppy Joe?
Sloppy Joe.
Do we not like that day?
I did. But I think I liked the Salisbury steak, and I think I was the only one. Did you guys get rosy applesauce with the little bits of?
Of course we did.
Please.
I mean, are you kidding me? I went to Lansing.
The bizarre nature of her crime has gone viral, leaving many asking, how do you steal $1.5 million in chicken wings?
Huh. One case at a time.
One case at a time. One case every day.
Can you buy someone out of a conviction? Let's say Chris Jones comes forward with $1.5 million
and
hands it over to the Illinois School District and says, wipe that slate clean, let Vera go home. She's 68 years old.
No.
No.
Not if the school district is going to file charges.
9 years.
By the way, that wasn't one case a day. 11,000 cases in a matter of 7 months.
Who was eating all of those wings?
Not her.
Vera is a very tiny woman. I'm looking at her. She is slight.
My favorite was the barbecue chicken day, but it was the messiest day.
Oh, you guys got barbecue. See, we didn't get anything like that in Topeka.
Well, it was Catholic school, you know. We had highfalutin lunches.
Mm-hmm. Had highfalutin bills to go with those lunches.
Yes, we did.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
So real quick, 11,000 boxes of stolen chicken wings is one thing.
Okay.
We'll keep you posted if Chris Jones is able to somehow bail her out. But when we get back this next hour, I am obsessed with this story about the Kansas sheriff's deputy who has lost his job, like lost his peace officer's license, Scott, over a bag of chips and a pop. And I'm going to ask our listeners, I want you to think about this for real. We teach our children, is it ever okay to take something that isn't yours?
No.
And we tell a child no. But who among us has not taken something out of the company kitchen fridge?
I never have.
You are lying, Sam.
We're in for a confession.
Your whole life you're telling me you have never taken, I don't know, when it says please just take one, you've never taken two cookies?
Not out of the company kitchen fridge, no.
You've never taken food like a soda.
Not without paying for it. Have you seen the number of cameras on that thing?
Anywhere. I don't mean just the company kitchen.
Dana.
Scott, you are lying. Do you know what I've taken out of our fridge?
I'm not lying.
You know what I've taken out of our fridge? Squirt of mayonnaise. Yeah, I did. I wanted mayonnaise. Couldn't find a packet.
What else have you taken, Dana?
Well, that's not really taking. I didn't take the entire thing of mayonnaise. I just squirted it.
And I know that Scott doesn't steal from the company kitchen because when he doesn't have money, he makes me go pay for it. Well, he asks nicely.
That is correct.
Dan.
Oh,
do you think anyone should lose their job over taking a soda pop? Because I need more information about this case.
Did they steal it?
Well, like Boomer Esiason was here one day a couple of years ago and took some chips and a soda from the company kitchen and didn't pay for it. And we have that caught on tape and it was hilarious. He just didn't understand. He thought it was like, you know.
But you understand.
There are no signs to say.
No, there's not. He thought it
you
was,
have to pay for
he
this.
Thought it was like common property in the building.
Sure, yeah. Just everybody take whatever you want.
So someone went back and paid the $6 for Boomer's soda. I don't know that anyone should lose their entire livelihood over a bag of chips.
This does seem like a disciplinary action.
Hang on just a second.
Rather than a losing job.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to give me an honest answer.
Yeah.
Have you stolen from the company kitchen?
No.
Yes or
yes.
No?
Samuel, I have not.
How's that bus feel?
Now, there's been a time or two where I've got like a minute and a half to swipe, and it's going, there's a problem with the reader. And I'm like, screw you. I don't have time.
Have you stolen from the company?
No, because to steal, you have to have intent. And I've never had the intent to steal anything from the company kitchen.
It was an accident.
So you have... all right, let me rephrase.
I've left $2 there before because it won't scan my item. Like, so I just leave $2 there.
That's why I had $2.
They're filming you. I mean, I think the company kitchen's a bad example.
No, it's not. Have you taken something from the company kitchen and not paid for
No, you are deflecting. That is not the question. Should someone lose their job and their entire livelihood because they swiped a bag of chips?
Sam, am I deflecting?
Somebody's deflecting. I'm not sure who.
I just think most people would say that crime does not align with the punishment. Mm. I don't think it does.
It doesn't rise to the level of firing.
What have you taken and not paid for?
I have not taken anything and not paid for it.
A Diet Coke?
I have two Diet Cokes right here, and I paid for both of them. Mm-hmm. I usually only drink half. They should sell these in halves.
Half a bottle?
Yes.
But they fill it all the way.
Would that be like the 12-ounce can instead of the 16?
There you go. Hmm. Then it's only like half stealing if you borrow it.
You're giving it back?
Now we're calling it borrowing?
No, I do not make a habit of stealing from the company kitchen.
Don't make a habit.
Or anywhere. I mean, you guys are trying to corner me, and that's not even the topic.
It is so easy to corner you.
Should you lose your whole damn job?
No, you should not.
I agree. We'll tell you what this guy did. I think it's suspect. I think there's another reason behind his firing.
913-586-7798. Name Dr. Pepper. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III. Dana the Thief Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.